From the Loxley Banks Broadcasting Center in Georgetown, I'm Jeffy Ebanks with a look at your latest local news. A man wanted by Cayman police in connection with an attempted murder investigation has been found after being rescued at sea and transported to Jamaica. The Royal Cayman Islands Police Service says a cargo vessel traveling from Grand Cayman to Jamaica encountered a disabled boat on the 29th of August carrying three men who claimed they had been drifting for about 5 days at sea. The men were taken aboard and transported to Kingston, where they were handed over to the police. One of the individuals was identified as 22-year-old Michael Golab, who's wanted in relation to an attempted murder case reported in June. Police say all three men remain in custody while investigations continue in cooperation with Jamaican authorities. To the courts, a jury is expected to begin deliberations on Thursday in the trial of a youth worker charged with indecent assault, inviting a child to engage in sexual activity and breach of trust. Reporting restrictions remain in place to protect the identity of the complainant. The accused, who denies the charges, faces six charges that allege that between May and June 2025 and while employed as a youth worker, he inappropriately touched a young girl on multiple occasions. The trial began before a jury on Monday with the complainant's evidence presented through a pre-recorded Achieving Best Evidence interview. In that interview, the complainant alleged that the accused made inappropriate comments, attempted to bribe her with vaping products, and unlawfully touched her. On Tuesday, jurors heard evidence from a co-worker of the accused. The defendant took the stand in his own defense today, denying all allegations against him. He described his relationship with the complainant as friendly but professional. He told the court that he had never engaged in inappropriate interactions with the complainant and rejected claims that he had offered vapes in exchange for sexual activity or gratification. The accused explained that he had only been employed at the facility for approximately a week and a half and was still serving a probationary period at the time of the alleged incidents. The defendant also told the court that as a father, he would never engage in the behavior described by the complainant. During cross-examination, he rejected suggestions put forward by the prosecution and said he did not know why the allegations had been made against him. Trial Judge Justice the Honorable Emma Peters is expected to deliver her summation and legal directions to the jury tomorrow before the panel retires to consider its verdict. The governor appoints the new members of the 2026 Electoral Boundary Commission. Her Excellency the Governor, Mrs. Jane Owen.
Electoral boundaries play a vital role in supporting fair and effective representation across our islands, and the Commission's work is an important part of our democratic process. I encourage members of the public to engage with the consultation and share their views as the Commission carries forward its independent and important work.
The Commission, which has already held its first meeting, will spend the next several months reviewing Cayman's 19 electoral constituency boundaries, considering constitutional requirements, demographic changes, and how voters are distributed. The public will also be consulted on the options, draft maps, and final recommendations in the report, which is expected to be submitted in about 9 months' time. Mark Ramkaran Singh serves as chair after serving in similar roles for the Electoral and Boundary Commissions of Trinidad and Tobago and Bermuda's Boundary Commission. Rounding out the commission is attorney Derek Jones and financial services professional Richard Christian. Some big decisions from the Central Planning Authority's August 5th meeting. Here's Radio Cayman's Carsley Fuller, who has more.
The Central Planning Authority granted conditional approval for a mixed-use development consisting of four commercial buildings with two restaurants, bars, and a pool on West Bay Road. In its analysis, the planning department had flagged that there is, quote, currently a historical building on the property, Captain Benson and Eurene Ebanks' house built in 1927. In the meeting summary, when asked about the house, the applicant said, quote, they checked with experts and it's too costly to retain it. The Cayman Islands Airports Authority was given a green light to approve its application to clear 198 square feet of land to create 533 parking spaces at Owen Roberts International Airport, despite the Department of Environment saying the site is environmentally sensitive because it contains tidally flooded mangrove forest and woodland. The subject portion of the property is located on the east side of the existing airport parking area. The CPA also approved a pitch for two pickleball courts in Cabana on Batabanou Road in West Bay, as well as a separate application from Pickleball Cayman to modify planning permission of their approved roofed pickleball and paddle courts to reduce the floor area, to remove a mezzanine area, and revise the roof design to match the existing courts. Reporting for Radio Cayman News, I'm Carsley Fuller.
Thank you, Carsley. You can find the full meeting summary online at planning.ky. You're listening to Radio Cayman's Evening News. Tourism in the Cayman Islands continues to outperform previous years, with official figures showing another month of strong growth in July. The destination welcomed more than 45,000 stayover visitors, extending a growth trend that has now lasted 9 consecutive months. The strongest gains came from the United States and Europe, while year-to-date arrivals reached record levels. Tourism officials say the increase is producing measurable benefit for the local economy, including higher hotel occupancy, increased room revenues, and stronger business activity across the hospitality sector. Although cruise arrivals dipped during July because of fewer ship calls, overall cruise visitation remains ahead of 2025 levels for the year. The Department of Tourism says its focus remains on strengthening airlift, expanding international partnership, and maintaining momentum across key source markets through the remainder of the year. The Mosquito Research and Control Unit has been recognized internationally after participating in a major mosquito vector management conference in Oman. Representing the Cayman Islands, Senior Research Officer Carlos Pequena joined researchers, public health experts, and government representatives to discuss the latest developments in control and disease prevention. The symposium examined emerging technologies, urban mosquito management, and the growth challenges posed by diseases such as dengue, chikungunya, and Zika. The MRCU says the event provided an opportunity not only to showcase Cayman's successful mosquito surveillance programs, but also to learn from international experts confronting similar public health challenges. Officials added that maintaining strong international partnerships and staying informed about evolving mosquito control methods remain essential to protecting public health in the Cayman Islands. The National Weather Health Service welcomes a new Director General. Kerry Powery brings 30 years of experience to his new role. Premier, the Honorable Andre Ebanks.
His commitment and leadership will serve the organization well as it continues the critical work providing information that supports public safety and national resilience.
The appointment marks a significant leadership transition for the National Weather Service. Director General Kerry Powery.
I look forward to working with our dedicated team to build on this strong foundation and ensure we continue to meet the needs of our community.
Former Director General John Tibbetts retired at the end of August after more than 40 years of dedicated public service. Finally, this evening, the Cayman Islands Chamber of Commerce is urging a strong focus on accountability as government moves forward with its public and affordable housing policy and 10-year strategic plan. The Chamber says housing challenges affect not only families but also businesses, workforce stability, and economic growth. While welcoming the broad scope of the strategy, the Chamber says clear targets, transparent reporting, and regular performance reviews will be crucial to determining whether the policy achieves its objectives. The organization is encouraging stakeholders to provide feedback on the proposal and help shape future advocacy on housing issues affecting the Cayman Islands. That's your latest local news. I'm Jevy Ebanks from the Radio Cayman Newsroom. For a full replay of this news broadcast, visit our website, radiocayman.gov.ky. You can also find and follow Radio Cayman on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.